just to end with one final classic ha'ara that I heard from Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky Shlita, shared this with me a little while back, and that is, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, even though once upon a time the Dalin Minim was taken only in the Beis HaMikdash 7 days, but outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only one day. But Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shinyei Lulav Nito B'Medina Shiva, Zeichel HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made another takana. He said, Shinyei Yoim Hanaf Kula Yasser. And Tosfos asks the kasha that we just mentioned, that why do you have to mention this other takon? Oh, because we mention one, we'll mention the other. If you're mentioning the other, mention the others. There's so many other. Tuva takon is tikkun. Frey Toises, so why are you only mentioning this takon? So he told me a story, and this is a geremaisa that Ramosha Bitzalo Alter, he was the brother of the Imre Emes. He once met the Briskerov at a dacha, and they were talking and learning, and somehow the conversation ended up in this sugya and in this Toises. So Ramosha Bitzalel told the Briskerov, he says, I'm going to tell you a teretz that I heard the Tosfos Kasha from my brother, the Imre Amos, from the Gerer Rebbe. He said, you want to know what the connection was between these two takanas? He said that after the Churban Bayesheni, the Yidden were mourning the Churban, and it was the darkest of times in Jewish history. Those Gemaras that we mentioned earlier, Bava Basra, Daf Samach, talk about the state of the Union, what was going on at the times of the Churban. It was the low point in Jewish history. And it was very, very sad and solemn. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai went and he made takanas. He said, what we need to do is, we need to be mesakin things that we should be able to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ger Rebbe said, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made the takana of Zeichel HaMikdash. He said, the Yidden got worried. Because they realized, maybe we're going to be here for the long haul. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai feels that he needs to make these takanas, Zeichel HaMikdash, is because we're about to enter a longer galus. After Churban Bayis Rishon, there was no such takanas. Now he's making these takanas, probably because the Beis HaMikdash isn't going to be built anytime soon. And as a result, we're going to be in galus for a longer bit in Reveg. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai feels he needs to make a takanas. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the great leader that he was able to feel the pulse of the people. And he realized the way he reacted. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, I'm going to make another takana. And the other takana was, Sheyehei Yoim Hanav Kula Yasa. And why do you say, Sheyehei Yoim Hanav Kula Yasa, my timer? The Gemara says, because Meheir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The Yoimram, people are going to say, Ishtakid, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, don't misread it. Don't think that because I'm making the takana of Zeichel HaMikdash, that necessarily means that we have to be in galus for a long time. Because Mitzad Sheni, it's Shaykh, the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away. So he said, Mitzad Echot Zeichel HaMikdash. Or Mitzad Sheni, Altis Yayesh. Mitzad Sheni, you should know that in 1 second, Pisoim Yovoy, in a Shuas Hashem Keherifayin. And the Yid has to know that at the same time, Meheri Yibon HaBeis HaMikdash. And that was the Shaykhis. The Shaykhis was, this was the Nechama, this was the Chizuk, that the Yid were feeling down about the Takan of Zeichel HaMikdash. So he came right back. He countered with another takana, and this takana was about hope. This was a takana about Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and the way the story goes, that after the Briskerov heard what Ramosha Bitzal told him in the name of the Ger Rebbe, he was mole his spilus. He had tremendous, tremendous hana from the Charifas of the Ger.